You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you, and God bless.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now. And no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
So what's going to change the world is if somehow in the next 45 minutes I can convince you this morning, if I can awaken you to the audacious life that's on the inside of you and help you stir up that gift that's on the inside of you so that when you leave this place, you walk out of here as an ambassador of Christ, as a soldier of Christ, as an athlete in the kingdom of God, walking out this door knowing that everywhere you go, you're going to change the world that you live in. That is audacious. That is fearless. See, there's something about audacious people. They just got something in their eye. There's like this little gleam of confidence. You can always tell when people ain't audacious because things that happen in the nation affect them. Oh no, so-and-so got elected. That's the end of the church. Please! Don't even go there. Come on, help me, amen? Oh, the stock market dropped 500 points 4 days in a row. It's 1929 all over again. Would you please? Where is your hope? See, audacious people, they can walk through 4 days of the stock market dropping 500 points and still have a gleam in their eye and some confidence coming out of them and some joy flowing up out of them and peace ruling in their life when everything in their world has become chaotic. Come on, do you believe that this morning? I mean, God's got plans that are full of good and not evil. He's good like that. Good and not evil. That's my philosophy. Somebody say, what's the doctrine of truth, church? God good, devil bad. It ain't that much more complicated than that. He's good. All the time he's good. The devil's bad. All the time he's bad. Come on, amen. But God's got plans for you, plans to bless you and prosper you and do good things in your life to give you a hope and a future. How many of you believe that this morning? Y'all, come on. Y'all just going to have to deal with me this morning. This is how it is. I tried to calm myself down a little bit. I can't do it. Do you realize that most of us in the church are just answering questions that nobody's asking? We want to sit around and talk about things that nobody don't even understand. Come on, amen. Most people in the world don't have a clue what you're learning this morning. They know that Jesus was somebody that was in the Bible. If you ask them to go look it up, they'll look in the book of Genesis to hear the story about the cross. People don't know anything about the kingdom of God. Come on, amen. And listen, if we're not careful to take what we've learned in here and carry it out these doors, the influence that God just gives you in a meeting like this, if you're not careful with it, it'll end as soon as you pull out of the parking lot. You'll lose your influence as soon as you get out in the parking lot. Come on. I've seen it happen. People get in, have a mind-blowing experience at the altar and get out of the parking lot, and they're right back where they were the last Sunday when they left the parking lot. Got a little touch of the Holy Ghost, but they didn't get enough revelation to change where they were at. Come on, please help me. Amen? That's the way we get in church sometimes. How are we really going to be salt and light in our city, ladies and gentlemen? How are we really going to be the bearers of good news? How are we going to have the influence that God's called us to have? I'll tell you how. It's by living the audacious life. By operating in the enabling grace of God. So that when you do leave the parking lot, everywhere you go, you bring hope. Everywhere you go, you bring truth that transforms. Everywhere you go, you learn to love the unlovable. How many of you believe that this morning? Listen, God did not call the church to be a fortress from the world. We're just going to huddle up in here and do our thing. We're just going to get together and shout Jesus and glory down from heaven and have a hallelujah time in Jesus. And then we're going to go out the door and ain't nobody going to know who we are because we look like the world, smell like the world, talk like the world, and dress like the world. And ain't got nothing audacious going on except for when we're in church and the door's closed and the music's playing. Is everybody okay? Am I beating you up too much? Can you handle this? Listen, if you're looking for a place to hide out from the world because you believe by sitting in church all the things in the world ain't going to jump on you, you're wrong. Because odds are you're sitting beside somebody that's got some world on them. And if they're not beside you, they're in front of you or behind you. You don't escape the troubles of the world by coming into the church. That's God didn't call us to isolation. Amen? Huh? Some of the people you sit next to are some of the things you've been running from. You just need to stop running from them and engage them and learn how to change those things that are in people's lives. This ain't about isolation. This is about really being the church to a lost and dying world and dealing with the stuff that's in front of us. We don't come to church to isolate ourselves and live in our little Christian bubble. Oh, we're a multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multicultural church and we all love Jesus. And then we walk out the door and act like we don't know nobody. Is that too much? The church is not to be a fortress from the world. We're to be a force in the world. Somebody shout a force. Jesus didn't teach us isolation. He taught us how to go out and change the world that we live in. Jesus didn't tell you to be quiet with the discipleship that you got and the word that was planted on the inside of you. He called you to get up out of the chair and go out and preach the ever-living word of God in the world that you live in. Every time you meet somebody, you've got an opportunity to introduce them to a king that will change their life, change the course of their life, change the structure of their life, change the place of their life, pull them out of bondage and bring them to a place of breakthrough. But we become content. Oh, you better not hang out with them folks. What's on them might get on you. No. Have you ever stopped to consider what's on you might get on them? I'm telling you, what's on you is more powerful than what's on them. Because if I read my Bible right, it says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. If I read my Bible right, no weapon formed against me can prosper. If I read my Bible right, then I got an inner strength on the inside of me that can rise up and manifest on the outside of me and overcome every obstacle of my life, overcome every attack that comes against me. If I read my Bible right, I got the power of the Holy Spirit working in my life to carry me through everything I've got to walk through. I wonder if anybody's been reading their Bible right today. So what happens is God begins to call forth a group of audacious people to be a force in this earth. To be a force in this earth. The people who not only read the Bible, but they believe it. Now, come on. You come on the right day today. People say, man, it's getting worse and worse all the time. Listen, I realize that secular humanism cycles throughout the culture and throughout society. But listen to me, there ain't nothing new under the sun. We're just at a stage in our nation where we're seeing the manifestation of the postmodern era really work in society. We're seeing it come up in this next generation where they're becoming anti-God, anti-Christian. But that's not new, ladies and gentlemen. And the church just thought if we'll just start putting Christians in the White House, then we can fix it. No. That's not how you fix it. Come on, somebody. Do you realize that we have had a series of presidents from Jimmy Carter all the way through President Obama who have confessed publicly that they are Christians? Did you know that before Jimmy Carter, nobody was really confessing they were a Christian? No, you didn't hear me. We've got a whole host of presidents since 1901. Many of them were not Christian. But from Jimmy Carter all the way up through President Obama, we've had president after president after president who has confessed that they were Christian. Come on, help me somebody. We got Democrats and Republicans. Jesus called them sinners and publicans. But we got Democrats and Republicans. Come on, amen. You realize that? Ronald Reagan became the voice of a moral majority. George H.W. Bush, wonderful man of God, loved God. I think he was Episcopalian. Bill Clinton, Southern Baptist. Come on, somebody. Every time he would fly to Louisiana to a Pentecostal church to celebrate the time that he had with his mom because she raised him and she took him to a Pentecostal church one time. Here's a Southern Baptist that went to a Pentecostal church. George W. Bush was a Methodist who boldly proclaimed that he had a born-again experience. And Obama declared, I mean, that's all I know he said, he declared that he was a Christian. He said he was a Christian. Come on, somebody. Here's my point. From 1976 until the year 2016, we've had more people in the White House who have claimed to be Christians vocally and devotedly for the last 26 years than we've ever had in the history of this country. And can I just tell you, we're not in that good a shape as a country. Come on, amen. And the Church of Jesus Christ has become more complacent, more indifferent, more segregated, and we've always counted on all these politicians to do for us what we should have been doing for ourselves. Loving each other. Living by faith together. We expect somebody to show up in the White House and do for us what we're not even willing to do for ourselves. Is that too political for us this morning? Come on, amen. And now we live in a country, the United States of America, where we don't even have Christians being persecuted. And I'm not talking about somebody that wouldn't bake a cake for some homosexuals. That's not persecution, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about someone taking a hot spear and jabbing it through your eye. That's persecution. Jesus. They wouldn't bake me a cake, and I'm gay, and I got married. So what? Who cares? Buy a cake down the road. Jesus loves you. Listen, I just want to tell you this morning that God has dropped Truth Church in the middle of all this world that does not know who He is. And the mission of this house is to tell people who He is. You ain't got to worry about your rights as a Christian. Just be a Christian. If we would really be a Christian and learn the audacious life, then how many of you know we can change the world that we live in? You say, how is that possible, Pastor? Well, let me just help you. There's 320 million people in this nation today. Out of the 320 million people, 75 million of them claim to be born again. That means that if 75 million people in the nation today who are born again would just lead two people to the Lord Jesus Christ, then how many of you know if they got born again, we could change the nation. Now listen, I'm not saying don't vote for righteous people. Vote for righteous people. Vote your conscience. Vote for whoever you think is going to represent your values. Do the best you can with it. I vote for who I feel like God reveals to me as the most righteous person. I always vote morals. I'll tell you right now, I vote morals. I vote biblical morals. If they don't represent biblical morals, I don't care who they say they are. Vote your principles when you vote. But our answer is not in who's in the White House. Our answer lies in who's in our heart. That's why you ain't got to be all fearful. I'm telling you, trust the Lord. Whew. It bothers me when the world influences the church instead of the church influencing the world. That bothers me. Because we've been called to be the influencers. We've been called to set the agenda. We've been called to heal the brokenhearted. We've been called to raise up the dead. We've been called to speak the truth. We've been called to turn this nation into a godly nation. The only way it becomes a godly nation is if we do what we've been called to do. Now here we are in another political season. We're asking all these politicians to get back what we lost. We just get back what we lost, politicians. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Read my lips. The hope of the world lives in your heart. He's in you. He's the light of the world. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. I say it's time to become audacious. I say it's time to stand for righteousness. I say it's time to live for the King of Kings. I say it's time to rise up and not back down. I say it's time to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. Oh, I wish somebody in here this morning was audacious. We can't be worried about people coming. Put that scripture up, Proverbs 14:4. We can't be worried about people coming in here. Look at this. Where no oxen are, the trough is clean. But much increase comes by the strength of an ox. I was thinking about that one day. You know what that means? If there ain't no ox, there ain't no poop. If there ain't no ox, there's no straw. If there ain't no ox, there's no stink. I'm here to tell you, man, that people are going to come in this church that have a mess on them. They're going to stink. They're going to have trouble. They're going to need to be fed. And if we ain't willing as a church to get in this place and get some ox in here, we will not have the strength that God has called us to have to change the world that we live in. See, this house is about bringing people in and teaching them the audacious life so they can impact the world they live in. But if we're going to just isolate and be the church and not have nobody come in, we'll have a clean church. It won't smell. It won't stink. And we won't have no straw in the trough. We won't have nothing to clean up. But we won't be able to do anything either. Huh? If you're looking for perfect people, if you're looking for a church with perfect people in it, you ain't in it. I've seen the church that has perfect people in it. The only one there is the pastor. Can I just give you a late bulletin this morning? God has empowered you to live the audacious life. And He's given you everything you need. Everything you need. Everything you need. Everything. It's all there on the inside of you. And He's just waiting for you to get the revelation and engage it by faith and live the audacious life. Do you believe that this morning?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.